We all like opportunities because they're all about anticipating something good for our future. But sometimes, sometimes it seems as though they've passed us by. Don't be so sure. God has this amazing habit of bringing lost opportunities to fruition. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we kick off the week with the next message in this series called Don't Miss God's Opportunity. We all have hopes and dreams, and you know how it goes. They bubble away in our hearts. We do a lot of daydreaming about our dreams. We paint the picture. We imagine what it'll be like when our dream is realized. And little by little, things seem to be heading in the right direction. But then things take a turn for the worse. It's in that moment that I'd like to spend some time with you today, because those moments are as difficult as they come. I was in one of those places recently. It was a ministry thing, a relationship we were working on with another ministry organization. It's something we'd put a lot of work into, and we'd hoped that it would go really, really well. And then, on the morning I was preparing today's message, in fact, things took a turn for the worse. The details don't matter, but you should know that we all go through this stuff from time to time. I certainly do, and I know you've been through it as well. And we're going to find ourselves in that moment again one day. Over the last week on the program, we've been taking a look at how to make sure that we don't miss God's opportunities. And we've been doing that by travelling away along the path with young Joseph, the son of Jacob, or Israel as he became known, in the Old Testament. Because Joseph had more than enough reasons to give up on God's opportunities. Loved by his father, his brothers turned against him and plotted to kill him because he was Dad's favourite. Eventually, they sold him into slavery, whence he was shipped to Egypt, sold to one of Pharaoh's officials, Potiphar, and made a slave. He did well at that, and Potiphar put Joseph in charge of his whole household until Potiphar's wife, who fancied young Joseph, wrongly accused him of making improper advances. So Joseph was thrown into prison. He did well there too, so much so that the jailer put him in charge of the prison, just as Potiphar had put him in charge of his whole household. And it's here in prison that we pick up the story, because it's here, languishing in an Egyptian jail, that Joseph has one of these moments, a very long moment actually, where it appears that his opportunity of getting out of jail passes him by. Let's have a listen to what happened. It comes from Genesis chapter 40 in the Old Testament. Some time after this, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker offended their lord, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he waited on them, and they continued for some time in custody. One night they both dreamed. The cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own meaning. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he saw that they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officers, who were with him in custody in his master's house, "Why are your faces downcast today?" They said to him, "We have had dreams, and there's no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, there was a vine before me, and on the vine there were three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms came out and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup into Pharaoh's hand." Then Joseph said to him, "Here is the interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand, just as you used to do when you were his cupbearer. But remember me when it is well with you. Please do me the kindness to make mention of me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this place. For in fact, I was stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should have put me into a dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was favourable, he said to Joseph, "Well, I also had a dream. There were 3 cake baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket, there were all sorts of food for Pharaoh. But the birds were eating it out of the basket on my head. And Joseph answered, "This is its interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a pole, and there the birds will eat the flesh from you." On the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among the servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his cupbearing, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But the chief baker he hanged, just as Joseph had interpreted them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. See, not only did the chief cupbearer forget Joseph, it was actually another 2 years before he remembered Joseph and things started to happen. 2 years is a long time, even when you're having fun. 2 years in a dungeon is unimaginable. I can't imagine spending one night in a prison, but 2 more years in prison when you're there because you've been wrongly accused and because before that your brothers turned against you and sold you into slavery and shipped you to a foreign land. I mean, come on, put yourself in Joseph's shoes. How do you feel? Everything's piling up against you. Your family's turned against you. Your master's turned against you because his wife lied about you. She was the one with the evil things in her heart. Joseph was the one who'd done the right thing. Yet here he was in prison. And now you do this wretched cupbearer a favour. I mean, God's given you this amazing spiritual insight and gift of interpreting this dream. God's here, right? So let me ask you, would you be tempted to give up on God in those 2 years? To be honest, I think I would. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to see that God came back into Joseph's life in a mighty way. In fact, truth be known, God never left him. He was there all the time. We know that because without God, Joseph could never have interpreted those 2 dreams and seen them come true in such a short period of time. What strikes me about this story, the story of God and Joseph together, is that at each turn, Joseph just keeps on doing the right thing. I mean, if anyone deserved to react badly to the situation, Joseph did. That's what I think. I mean, I know I can say trite things like, do the right thing no matter what. It's easier to say. You know how hard it is to keep on doing the right thing, though. You just know how hard it is. You know how much you want to act up badly when over and over again, things don't go your way. Opportunities seem to slip by when you're doing the right thing and things just go from bad to worse when it feels as though God's given up on you. You know how hard it is. You just know. So let me leave you with this word from God today. It was written a long, long time later by Paul the Apostle, Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we don't give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, especially for those in the family of faith. And that's exactly what Joseph did. And as we're going to see tomorrow, that's why eventually God started to show his hand of blessing. Is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with different perspective.